Yeah, Mike Bound's always been such a creative person. What's the entry criteria for the study, and for practical purposes, what kind of patients do you sub-select at even more in terms of who you put on this trial?
That's a very good question. As I said earlier, we don't want to end up a few days later with positive margins. So, and each site has a chance to make their own criteria. So the criteria that we have at USC are 3-centimeter tumors or smaller.
That's pretty big.
Pretty big. No infiltrating lobular. No pure DCIS. And we don't really accept patients if on a needle biopsy, it looks like there's a lot of DCIS.
Why the concern about DCIS?
Well, because that may tend to extend beyond the margins. Hmm. It just makes it a little more difficult. We are actually putting together an intraoperative trial for DCIS. It won't be randomized. It'll be a feasibility trial to see whether we can select patients that we can excise, do the intraoperative radiotherapy, and end up with clear margins.
With this device?
With this device.
Hmm.
Because, you know, people with a balloon are treating DCIS patients now off protocol. All over the United States, patients can walk in and get the balloon for either invasive cancer or DCIS if they want to.
I think the thinking that I've heard a lot in general about that has been, you know, people are looking for situations where they're less concerned if it does turn out to be less effective. So, you know, they take patients that maybe they're not even sure they think they even want to give radiation to and maybe put them in a study like that. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you were to select a group of patients who can't recur,
right,
then you can have 100% success with this technique. But our criteria are 3 centimeters or smaller. It should be an infiltrating ductal cancer. It should be unifocal on mammography. We do whole breast ultrasound to look for anything else, and every patient gets a preoperative MRI, and we have to satisfy ourselves that we don't see anything. Anything we see on MRI gets biopsied. If we find another focus of anything, they can't be in the trial.
Now, what about PBI and people who aren't going in this study? What kinds of techniques are you using, and how do you pick your patients?
Right. For those, we can do any of the other things. Our group at USC can do catheters. They can do conformal 3D radiation therapy. The truth is, I don't particularly like any of them. I really am enthralled with intraoperative radiation therapy because I'm looking for the real convenience for the patients. Plus, I like to finish this radiotherapy so I can then close the wound in an oncoplastic fashion.
What about conformal? What's the problem there?
Conformal's good, but, you know, you can't be 100% certain that you get the exact same target every single day. But conformal's very good. And on the B39 trial, I believe conformal was the highest utilized form of partial breast radiation therapy.
Are you putting patients on that study, too?
We're not, no.
Right, yeah. It seems like these patients are going on that one. That's a fascinating study.